Now, however, Kaa, not the Red King, but plain old Kaa, has decreed that this man, this guardian or whatever he is, should die. He's stopped, you see. Whatever song it was he was supposed to sing, he's stopped. And that has finally made him vulnerable. But not to the Crimson King. Trampas kept telling me that. No, it's Kaa he's vulnerable to. He no longer sings, Trampas said. His song, the one that matters, has ended. He has forgotten the rose. 14. In the outer silence, Mordred heard this, and then withdrew to ponder it. 15. Trampas told me all this only so I'd understand I was no longer completely indispensable. Of course, they want to keep me. Presumably there would be honor in bringing down Shardik's beam before this man's death could cause Gan's beam to break. A pause. Do they see the lethal insanity of a race to the brink of oblivion and then over the edge? Apparently not. If they did, surely they wouldn't be racing to begin with. Or is it a simple failure of imagination? One doesn't like to think such a rudimentary failing could bring about the end. Yet. 16. Roland, exasperated, twirled his fingers almost as if the old man to whose voice they were listening could see them. He wanted to hear, very well and every word, what the Cantoy guard knew about Stephen King, and instead Brautigan had gotten off onto some rambling, discursive sidetrack.